9 years straight, not graduate art. 999, got a snake in the carpet. 999, I'm moving the cops and guard shit. Out of this world, going cosmic. You cannot fuck with my optics. Attack at the game, we stay wanted. Win again, how I be changing positions. And high up the scale like an octave.
I'm up the scale like an octave. Big chop, feel like Zabba's a hunting. Wet them up, get them running like bosses. God, I'm really built my village, I've not missed. Bitch, I got drippy, not dripping, please. You ain't spark shit, you know, kill a bee. Y'all sharks swimming, ain't shit to me. Bigger fish to fry, but not big as me. We in a different league.
Wish you would, think something is sweet. Leave you air cruising on the sea. Talk to the heavy, these chains getting linked. Don't let them fool you, thinking this incomplete. Got all these chakras and sink. Heel biting, I got perfect time to put a hole right where your mind eye is like a sixth sense. I'm a big beast, you a guinea pig in my experiments.
See a killer shit from my experience. I'm enraged, dangerous, delirious.
Hello, folks. It is that time of day again. So before we start, I'm sorry that I was here a little late. I couldn't get to the room just in time. And I'm sorry about that, all the interruptions. But, yeah, we're back. I told you we're still going hard on Fridays. Average time, but we might be a little late on some Fridays. And it is your boy Yami Scott with another episode of the FCW Wrestling Podcast. So let's get into today's news, rumors, and everything else that goes wrong with wrestling. Oh, and to start things off, I heard that I think it was Brian Blair. He either passed away. I forgot what the whole situation was, but a wrestler's son, I think his name was Brian Blair, was found murdered after a party. His body was on a construction site. So, me and my fans of the podcast, we give our condolences to the Blair family and hope for a speedy recovery for their health. So now that's out of the way. Oh, and another thing. I'm going to plug this. I just got back a WWE Supercard. And yes, I've been playing for like 5 years, 6 years now. So, run me up a Supercard. It is Sonic 128. With a, with Mandy Rose. Sonic 128, Supercard, Mandy Rose. Hit me up. We can probably play a couple games. Now it's time to get to the news. So first, major superstar returning tonight on SmackDown face Bianca Belair. Sorry guys, my thing cut out. Ah, okay, here we go. Okay, I'm sorry guys, my thing isn't working right now. Well, I guess we're not going to do that one for now, but we're going to start with The Undertaker, who says, sounds like a hell of a tag team. The Undertaker on a tag-along popular DC character. Moments ago, The Undertaker took to Twitter to react to a recent Margaret Robbie interview conducted by WWE SmackDown Women's Champion Bianca Belair. The Dead Man pitched an interesting tag-along alongside Robbie's DC Universe character Harley Quinn, the star of the recent film Suicide Squad by James Gunn director Guardians of the Galaxy. Robin named Undertaker her favorite WWE star along John Cena, who plays the role of Peacemaker in Suicide Squad. It surely be interesting to see the Undertaker Harley Quinn come up, partner up for a one-off thing. Although they might not tag in the ring, it will be interesting for the two to possibly do a small project together for a video or possible cameo appearance. You know, it will be cool seeing, I don't know, maybe Margaret Robbie and Undertaker do a little cameo for a fan or something. You guys think that would be cool? I don't know. Just do something. Listen to this, please. I need money. Sorry, I'm really broke, guys. So next we have reason why Brock Lesnar hasn't returned to WWE yet. Now, you probably already heard this, but Brock Lesnar was rumored to be training to challenge Bobby Lashley for the WWE Championship at this upcoming SummerSlam, but planned chance on Goldberg was then rumored. So, apparently, Brock Lesnar, according to Dave Meltzer, Brock Lesnar's contract to any company at this time. WWE was holding off negotiations with the former Universal Champion because of the idea it's not a smart time to bring him back at this time. Others think that he may be signing back with UFC or the MMA, or that's what you call him, not really one of those guys, or even signing with AEW. Now, personally, I really don't think AEW needs Brock Lesnar. Just like I don't think AEW needs Braun Strowman. I don't think they need two of those, because they already have big enough stars of their own without needing those. I just don't think they fit. That's my thing. Most people want many released WWE wrestlers to go to AEW, but I just don't think they fit. Like Buddy Murphy, he'd be good in like New Japan or Impact, because they both have AEW negotiations going on, so he could still be in AEW, but not full-time signed. And at the Iconics, I'm thinking they could actually both go to Impact Wrestling. It's been teased for Slammiversary. And they have a new name, the Inspirations, I think it was. But I feel like they could go to Impact because they have the AEW partnership. So they could come to AEW and wrestle, but not under contract. So I think Impact would be good for Billy Kay, Jesse McKay. And sorry, I forgot Peyton Royce's name. That's on me, guys. But enough of that. Let's go. Let's see. I don't know if you guys heard this, but apparently Vince McMahon said that AEW is a competition for WWE. The thing is, AEW is like, it's only been alive or around for 2-3 years, and it's already made more strides than WWE has in the past 2-3 years. I heard this on Twitter, I just forgot who said it, but credits to them. They said since Undisputed Era broke up, NXT is having its downfall as a recent. And I sort of do believe that, because NXT hasn't been putting out the same numbers. AEW has been going stupid with all these shows they've been putting. From Road Rager about 3-4 weeks ago, to Fight for the Fallen. AEW has been putting on show after show with over 1 million each. That's incredible. And sorry to cut it short for today, guys, but I don't know, just something's off. The last one's by Uday Magan. It's predicting the final labor of Jericho in AEW. Let's see. MJF and Chris Jericho have been embroiled in a highly personal and bitter feud in AEW for many months now. After two massive gimmick matches between the respective factions and a win apiece at Blood and Guts, which went to the Pinnacle, and Stadium Stampede, which went to the Inner Circle, the leaders of AEW's two biggest factions have been at each other's throats. MJF has announced that the labors of Jericho to get to him. Number one was Sean Spears, he defeated. Number two was Nick Gage at this week's recently Fight for the Fallen, he defeated. But Labor 3 is one of Jericho's oldest rivals from 25 years ago, Juventud Guerrero. This article is more of Chris Jericho's labors. Let's see. Okay, here we go. Mike Tyson versus Chris Jericho in AEW. No pinfalls, no submissions, only TKO. That would be number 4 on his list. Chris Jericho vs. FTR on AEW. Handicap Street Fight with no Inner Circle members allowed to interfere. That's number 3 on his list. Chris Jericho vs. Lance Storm on AEW. Iron Match with the victory lead of at least 2. That's 2nd on his list. And that would be good because they're both best friends. And number 1, Chris Jericho vs. Sammy Guevara on AEW. First Blood Match. If Sammy loses, he can have a challenge for a title for 1 year. Now, Chris Jericho and Sammy Graham have been shown as a mentor-protege type of thing. That match will be heartbreaking for both of those guys if either of them lose. Because if Sammy loses, he couldn't challenge for a title for 1 year. But if Chris loses, he couldn't get to MJF. So, what do you guys think about today's news? Hit me up at Full Count Wrestling or Full Count XD on Instagram. That'll be today's end of the show. And we are finally in Season 2, Episode 2. So, to keep showing some love to the podcast, and we're going to make big strides sooner or later. I'm Yami Scott. This has been the FCW Wrestling Podcast. And I'm just going to plug my everything real quick. I'm on Twitter. It's at Yasuke, Yasuke, or Yami Sky X. Instagram, Yasuke, Yatuke. Instagram again, Full Card XD, Supercard, Sonic128. Hit me up on any of those and we can have a chat. We could talk, we could be friends. You can be on the podcast. And I've been I haven't really been in talks, but I've been communicating with some wrestlers. Not mainstream wrestlers like Seth Rollins, because that would be really great, though. But more of the new to the scene. Like Rey the Stallion. I asked a couple questions. And she actually answered, which was pretty cool. And also, the Kid Bandit. I've seen what he can do, and he will be a star one day. Just trust me on that. Now, I might get one of them on here one day. Stay tuned for that. But now, this is the end of the show. Yami Scott, I thank you for joining us today on another episode of the FCW Wrestling Podcast, and we'll see you next Friday with more news of in the wrestling world.
You better move, don't wanna fuck with the crew. I'm in a mood, look at the shit that we do. You better move, don't wanna fuck with the crew. I'm in a mood, look at the shit that we do.
Oh, and the song of the day will be Rustage, Team Taka Rap Crew, featuring Ty Wild, The Wolf, and 954 Mari. Peace.